Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Let's kick it off and go with Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
Hello. How can I help?
Hello, this is Lisa.
Go ahead, Lisa. I know. Go with your question, Lisa. You're on the air. Hello.
I'm sorry. Okay. Actually, I have a medical condition that is somewhat questionable, I believe, in the medical field, which is silicone poisoning. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when about 10 years ago, I established a candle company, and I was making a candle mold, and we're mixing a catalyst and base, and the company neglected to send me a material safety data sheet. And so you're not supposed to basically touch this stuff with a 10-foot pole, which I discovered later. I used my bare hands to do some mixing and that sort of thing, and once I put the stuff down that night, I went to bed, woke up the next morning, and my legs were swollen up to be, I mean, I looked like I was in the ninth month of pregnancy. And so I went to my doctor, and he just tells me, you know, you're just getting old. Just go get some, you know, pantyhose and some supportive pantyhose, and you'll be fine. And I couldn't keep my eyes open. I had all these terrible symptoms. And I thought it had to be more than that, so I started doing research on Dr. Google, and I wasn't even thinking about the silicone being the issue. So once I did my research, it started pointing in the direction of silicone poisoning, and I thought, my gosh, I was just messing around with stuff. And go to my doctor again and let him know that I've done this research and I have these issues still, and asked him if he would do some sort of testing for silicone poisoning, which of course hasn't been popular since silicone implants. So he did the test, and sure enough, my levels were extremely high on silicone. Now I have these issues, just different health issues that are similar to, I can't remember the name of the problem are similar to, but whatever it is, I try different supplements. Is there anything I can do, as far as nutrition goes to be able to combat the side effects of this problem?
I mean, there's a lot you can do. I mean, first of all, I mean, with silicone illness, I mean, typically it mimics a lot of the cognitive dysfunctions. You get a lot of the brain fog. They call it silicosis, is what they call it. It can cause short-term memory loss. It can have, there's a condition called Sjögren syndrome that may be what you're trying to think of. But it's where you get dryness in your glands, like your mouth, eyes, and it also does the kidneys and the lungs. It also mimics things like scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, it's got a host of things that it can, a lot of fatigue goes with it, like you were talking about. So, I mean, the things you want to do if you get toxicity like that of any kind, I mean, you've already kind of met with your doctor and gone through anything they could offer. And from a nutritional perspective, the body's pretty resilient. And, you know, when you give it things to help support it, I mean, some doctors do chelation, which can be quite helpful. A lot of the EDTA chelation, a lot of the integrated medical doctors, a lot of docs in North Carolina are doing this and getting great success. So if you're looking for an integrated physician, you might want to check out a group called the North Carolina Integrated Medical Society. They've got a lot of docs there that are a very, very strong organization that looks into integrated medicine and alternative therapies. They do amazing work, very strong, all research-based, and we'll be bringing a lot of those docs on here on the show, too, coming up soon. They're doing really good work over there. But, yeah, you want to look into these kind of situations, because with chelation, with a lot of the work that's being done now, oral chelation agents can be helpful. But nutrition-wise, I mean, it's keeping the inflammatory foods high up on the list so the inflammation stays low. And those are some of the basics you want to think about. And so, I mean, that my book has got the whole thing laid out in there about the anti-inflammatory diet, and that can be helpful to you. You might want to think about doing a cleanse of some kind. And again, some of those docs can help you along the way. If you need help, you can always email us. But, I mean, those are some of the keys as far as with the toxicity. Because, I mean, a lot of docs don't. That's kind of an argument. Some doctors really think it's a big deal. Some don't. And, of course, it is, but in my opinion. But, I mean, the debate's still kind of out. And some doctors, again, it's kind of just a couple of different camps when it comes to it. And that's why you got to be cautious. But I would look into some of the integrated medicine options for dealing with that. I don't think it's just something that you just wing it, do it on your own, read something on the internet. I would get some actual guidance from some doctors that actually, you know, deal with it all the time. And because it's not something either that I can just tell you, oh, yeah, go down to your health food store and get, you know, burdock root and you'll be doing great. It's not that easy either. You need someone to kind of guide you through it, because depending on the toxicity levels and what they are, and it probably needs to be some treatment for that. And there's several different options, but, you know, again, they'll give you the options on there as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. All right, let's kick on over to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, this is Eric.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
Yeah, I was listening to your piece about depression and how cigarettes, and I'm pretty sure that's when I picked up when I was in 16, and I was going through some stuff, and I didn't know what I was going through, you know, the depression. So many times when you're 14, 15, you don't know, you just think that it's normal, you know, and you just think that everybody else is managing better than you are. And, but anyway, I picked up early on, and so what ultimately, 20 years later, as I couldn't afford a therapist or didn't have a lot of money, I just got a Pell Grant, went to school, and decided to learn what was going on with me. So in 5 more weeks, I'll graduate with an undergraduate bachelor's in behavioral science, and I'm also a recovering addict, so that played into it as well. And so today what I like to say is that I have a chemical imbalance that predisposes me to depression, because I don't like to claim it in any way. And that helps me to recognize that, you know, that my perceptions are, because so often we look for a hook to hang it on, and it was my parents, and it was life, and it was, you know, everything. So just the awareness has been really helpful. But what I'm left with 20 years later is so many of the habits that I picked up in response to the depression.
And that's a big one. And so we'll get into that when we come out of this break. Hang tight. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's your show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, remember, whatever you're struggling with, the body can change, but you have to want to change. And we're going to, into the break, we're talking with Eric, talking about really a couple different things, talking about smoking, addictive behavior. And I think, Eric, you're wanting to talk about maybe some of the ways that you're dealing with it or that you got out. Why don't you recap a little bit?
Well, what I'm left with are the cigarettes and also caffeine and all of those, that feel-good stuff, sugar, and my diet's just atrocious. And I have the, I know that I would feel better if I treated myself better, but I'm having trouble getting over the hump. Is there any suggestions to, I don't know, would you recommend medicine to get over that hump, or what can I do nutritionally is what I would like to.
Well, is anybody working with you right now? Any doctors working with you? Because here's the deal. When you've got nicotine and you know, junk food, sweets, chocolate, that kind of thing, they're all feeding on the dopamine receptors. Dopamine's a brain chemical, it's a feel good chemical, and that's what all of that stuff does. So Wellbutrin is the drug of choice that most physicians go with when you're dealing with smoking cessation and dealing with depression or anxiety, even, you know, some of those things. They look at Wellbutrin. That's kind of the main one that they'll go with. Now, there's things nutritionally you can do. Like, for example, you can raise dopamine levels by keeping plenty of proteins in your diet as far as multiple meals throughout the day, using chicken, beef, fish, eggs. I mean, those kind of basic protein sources are great for raising dopamine levels and brain chemistry. B6 is a big one. Pyridoxine is kind of the baseline piece of that. But B6 is great. Helps with brain chemistry overall. Helps support it. And, you know, all the way around can be quite helpful. But, you know, when it comes to dopamine levels, again, you don't want to just rely on nutrition. Because if you're dealing with smoking and all that, you've got to have something pretty strong to help you. The nutrition can build, but it builds over time. It doesn't happen like tomorrow. So there has to be a period of time where you begin to build that up. Now, dark chocolate's another good one. You don't want to sit around and eat chocolate bars all day, but the dark chocolate can be really helpful to your overall plan as far as getting dopamine levels up. There has to be a pretty strong level of the will and the want to. When there's a strong piece of the will and the want to, then you can pretty much overcome things, but it takes time, takes effort, and it's not easy. So I would look at a couple of those things to be helpful to you, but you definitely want to get some guidance in some way. You might want to have a good blood test done for nutritional deficiencies to check out, see exactly what you have going on. But somebody's going to have to guide you and coach you. I'd have someone that you would have easy access to that could kind of guide you along the way and hang with you during the tough times. Because when you're dropping things like cigarettes and you're dropping the junk food and you're getting off of some of those things, your body can go through some pretty tough reactions, and having a good support system along the way is going to be really helpful. Because if you have a made-up mind, that's the key, having a made-up mind, that you want to change, that you want to make a difference. No matter what, then you'll change and you'll make a difference. But only then, when you have that made-up mind. That's really what it comes down to. But keep me posted how it goes. I mean, Wellbutrin, like I said, is an option that your physician can talk to you about. And there's some other new ones that are out. But, you know, again, if you want to do it naturally, you can. It's just going to take some work. And it's going to take that want to that we're talking about, all right? Good talking with you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Now, what's interesting to me is sleep. And a lot of people think you need, well, old adage is 7 to 8 hours, right? But a lot of people really, Thomas Edison thought it was a big waste of time. He never slept. Bill Clinton used to brag that he could get by on only 5 hours a night. Margaret Thatcher famously said that it was for wimps. Sleep, who needs it? Sleep when you're dead. Actually, you do need it, and so does everybody else, including self-proclaimed short sleepers like Clinton. In a 2008 interview with CNN's Analogy Rio, former commander-in-chief, admitted that his previous years of sleep deprivation had taken a serious toll on his body and his mind. In my long political career, he told Rao, most of my mistakes I made when I was too tired because I tried too hard and worked too hard. Clinton's situation is somewhat unique, of course. Who wouldn't stay up nights if they had the fate of the country in their hands? But the fact is that we're all guilty of overextending ourselves. According to the National Sleep Foundation, Americans average about 6.9 hours of sleep per night, which, though not exactly bad, isn't good either. So what is good? How much shut-eye is actually what you need throughout the week? Well, everybody kind of has a magic number. There's not a one-size-fits-all prescription for sleep, really. But everyone's needs are different. While some people play or may feel the effects of just one night of missed slumber, others may be able to endure three or four nights before slowing down. For the majority of the population, however, 7 to 9 hours is considered ideal. Anything less than that will start to negatively affect your ability to perform. When sleep gets below 7 hours time in bed for otherwise healthy adults, cumulative deficit develops for the majority of people, explains Dr. Dinghins, who's the chief of division of sleep and chronobiology at the University of Pennsylvania. He says, as one of the leading researchers in the field of sleep deprivation, he sees in the effects of people during the different sleep lab studies they have done that there's what's called a PVT, psychomotor vigilance task. These evaluations were done every 2 hours, and it was staggering. Not surprisingly, people assigned to the 8-hour program showed virtually no cognitive decline. People in the 4 to 6-hour groups, however, began to suffer almost immediately and perform progressively worse as the study went by. And by day 6, a quarter of these people were falling asleep at the computer. Is that you? Gosh, that's amazing. Dangers of sleep deprivation. We're going to get into that when we come back. Sleep's a hot topic. It's a big issue, and I think there's more to it than meets the eye. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for help with your health and your life, check us out on the web. And also don't forget, if you're looking for a provider in your area, need someone that does all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care in your area, got a great network that's growing all around the country called the Wellness Providers. Check it out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com, and our team members will be able to help you find whoever you're looking for in your area. Just check it out on the web. Now, we're talking about sleep deprivation, and it's a big issue. I mean, right now, I mean, do you need 7 hours a night, 8 hours a night, 9 hours a night? I got to tell you, I mean, I push it hard. I go 100 miles an hour, and I used to think I could do it on five. Bill Clinton said he could do it on five, and now he's saying that he's seeing over the years the cumulative effects of only getting that much sleep and what it's done to his health. And the experts here are saying that if you drop down underneath about 7 hours, you'll start seeing the cumulative effects over time. Performance will decrease, cognitive function will decrease. So you just start seeing the negative effects over a period of time. So here's some of the dangers of sleep deprivation. Is that you never think of going to work intoxicated, but you probably don't think twice about going to work tired. Even though exhaustion may be just as damaging to your performance as your health, in fact, research shows that chronic sleep deprivation may raise your risk for heart disease, stroke, dementia, and even cancer. Yep, the big C. So those are just long-term effects. The immediate consequences are harmful, too. People with chronic sleep deficits are less alert during the day, more likely to be inattentive, and more likely to have problems concentrating or performing tasks that require them to think really fast. So their memory may also be affected, and of course, they're at greater risk for driving drowsy. So it's just not dangerous for you, but dangerous for others as well. According to the National Highway Safety Administration, driver fatigue causes 56,000 motor vehicle accidents every year, 1,500 that result in death. And it's pretty staggering. So half a second cognitive delay may not seem like a big deal, but it only takes 2 to 4 second lapse, which we call microsleep, for someone to lose control of the car. You may not even notice you're tired until it's too late. Under chronic sleep conditions, people may feel tired at first, but then wrongly assume their bodies have adjusted to the deficit, the physician explains. He says, they say, I think I've adapted, but in fact they continue to get progressively worse. They're just no longer aware that sleep debt is affecting their performance, he says. We used to wonder why people couldn't understand, but now we realize that at some level, the brain cannot introspect or know what this state actually is. So once a condition is chronic, the brain just redefines what's normal. So it's like the new normal. And one issue may be that we're distracted from fatigue by stimulation from work, friends, and caffeine. So these are countermeasures that keep us awake, but often, obviously, the price. So you might not feel the effects of missed sleep as quickly or as severely as someone may notice in a sleep lab, but that doesn't mean you're not experiencing them. In some people, the loss of function may be so gradual that they're not aware it's happening until they literally are falling asleep at their desk. Some people just don't deteriorate as fast as others. Many are okay on Monday and Tuesday, but may start to feel worse as the week goes on. By Friday, they're exhausted. So there are exceptions to the rule, of course. Of course. Poor sleep may affect everyone at different rates, but it eventually affects everyone, except perhaps a very small percentage of true short sleepers. According to scientists in Germany's Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich. I mean, where are the names of these universities? Pretty interesting. Certain people may be able to operate on just 4 to 5 hours of sleep without naps or coffee. There are people that can do this, thanks in part to a gene called the ABCC9 gene. Do you have it? The ABCC9. Experts say that, however, the gene is exceedingly rare. Only 3 to 5% of the population actually have it. And, of course, Clinton perhaps may have it. They said they think they have it anyway. In fact, 1 out of every 100 people who believe, I think Donald Trump sleeps 4 hours a night, he said, in one of his books. And he said that's it. That's all he gives himself. So maybe he has the gene. Who knows? Part of the understanding your sleep is understanding not just how much you need at night and how to get it, but also what your vulnerability is in not getting it. If you're consistently over-emotional or drowsy, you're not getting enough sleep. And if you think you are, there's something wrong with your sleep. It's not just how much you sleep that counts, but how well you sleep. That's a big one. So it's the quality, not just the quantity. Anything that interferes with your body's ability to rest can add to your sleep debt, which becomes more and more difficult to erase over time. According to the National Sleep Foundation and research from Harvard Medical, there's no real way to recoup all the sleep you've lost, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Sleeping in on the weekend can actually be quite useful, Dean's notes. He said, does it completely reverse the sleep debt? Not really. But getting some extra hours in every once in a while may help. We just can't claim to know how much extra it really helps. Really, in the end, he says, a true solution to it is for people to prioritize their sleep at a much higher level. Because every day that you get adequate sleep, you're capable of functioning at your best. So you can be at a peak level when you get the sleep that you need. Very important. Diet soda, they're saying, is now linked to depression, and coffee is lowering the risk. So just under half of all Americans reported drinking at least one glass of soda per day, and two-thirds say they drink at least one cup of coffee per day. A new Gallup poll says that despite popular opinion about soda and weight gain, the same poll found that frequent soda drinkers do not weigh more than non-soda drinkers. Pretty interesting. And they're saying that it can lead to clinical depression due to a lot of the sugars and, of course, the artificial sweeteners that can be in or that are in the drinks, actually. So interesting, to say the least. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Let's go to Larry right now. Hi, Larry.
thank you, Doctor. I'm very grateful for your show and the knowledge that you've given me for the last year and a half. I have a problem with my cholesterol in that about 2 years ago, I dropped it 100 points with the red yeast rice.
That's great.
Yeah, I called you and told you about that because you told me about it. And it went from 305 to like 204 or something. And I just got a blood test this past month. And I had, at the time of the test, I had cycled off of the red yeast rice. And my cholesterol went up to like 286 or 282. And the bad cholesterol went up to like 204. So I don't know if it's to blame on the cycling off of the time period, because I've done it for like maybe 3 weeks to cycle off.
And are you doing this yourself, or is there a physician helping you?
No, it was my own doctor, my family doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as you've got a doctor helping you, I just kind of go with their guidance on when to cycle on and off. I mean, red yeast rice, the body can handle it pretty easily. There's different theories on cycling off, like for a week at a time, 2 weeks at a time. But you know, there may be some other factors that are causing the cholesterol levels to not get where they need to be. If you're not doing any kind of blood thinners at all, vitamin E actually has some real strong properties that supports healthy cholesterol levels. It helps with the LDLs, pretty common. So you might want to look into that. But the red yeast rice is good. But, I mean, of course, exercise on a regular basis, 15 to 20 minutes, 5 days a week, moderate levels of intensity, whether it's cardiovascular or weight training, whatever it is, that's proven, I mean, in even newer research saying that it really helps support overall levels within the body. And as far as cholesterol, healthy cholesterol levels, keeping the HDLs, those are the good guys, keeping those up and the LDLs down. It can be a great addition to a great plan. You know, it's just about executing it and staying consistent. That's the key with exercise. It's not about, I mean, you want to give it your best when you go in there, just like with anything. But it's one of those deals where, you know, the longer you push, the more you push, and the more consistent you are, the marathon, rather, the better results you're going to get. And that's, I mean, it's like that with anything, but really it comes down with your health and with cholesterol as well. So I think the red yeast rice, everything you've got going on sounds good. So it's got a good game plan. Don't forget fish oil. That's always a big one. But your exercise routine is going to be key. And being consistent with that, I'm sure that your docs will kind of guide you in that direction. But that's helpful. I mean, can the cholesterol cycle off that much? I guess you're asking too. And make those kind of changes? Yeah, it can. It's possible. But more than anything, it's about, you know, staying real focused with what you're eating, keeping everything consistent in that manner. That's a great way to go. 888-283-7272. Two lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to talk about 10 ways to boost energy levels. Are you fatigued? Are you tired? It is a hot topic. I mean, I get emails a lot. Did I say a lot? A lot. People getting fatigued, tired, don't know what to do. Adrenal fatigue is a big piece of it. Could be your thyroid, could be your pituitary gland, could be anemia, could be a lot of things. But when we come back, we're going to talk about natural ways to boost your energy levels so you can kind of go to the next level, perform at your best, and have any sleep deprivation like we've been talking about. Well, there's some options to push through that as well. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355.
9355 or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wally can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
toll-free 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Ways to boost your energy levels. Are they? Just drink a bunch of coffee? Not really. You get into energy levels, you look at the adrenal glands, body stress glands that handle everything. And so if you want to boost energy, you've got to focus on having healthy adrenals, making sure you get plenty of sleep, and some other factors. And that's what I want to talk about right now. So here's some ways to really help. Apples are really good, believe it or not. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but it also can help your energy levels. So they can take natural sugars that turn into energy, along with great fiber, but they're saying that an apple will have the same effect as a cup of coffee without the side effect of an energy crash. Kathy Casey, who's a wellness coach, author, and trainer, and owner of Healthy Boomer Body Center in Otis, Massachusetts. Any kind of apple will do. There's a wide variety of apples to choose from. Pick the one that you like the best. Number two, do 5 or more push-ups. It may seem counterintuitive to exert energy when you're already tired, Casey says, but it's amazing what a couple of push-ups will do for you if you have low energy. Push-ups get your blood circulating through your body, and your blood brings oxygen to your brain, your tissues, making you more alert and energetic. Another one is to take a power nap. Now, this is a really good one, actually. Power naps will help you feel refreshed, says Jenny Cicero, who's a fitness and nutrition expert based in Los Angeles. Between 15 and 30 minutes is best. You don't want to get into the deep REM sleep or you'll be groggy after, but I believe 20 minutes is ideal. She said, just get enough to refresh your body's overall systems. Have a cup of green tea. This is one of my favorites. One of the reasons people feel as though they have low energy is that they're really dehydrated. Staying hydrated is a natural energy booster, and I recommend replenishing your fluids by sipping on a cup of green tea or a white tea, which is the younger plant of the green tea. Now, green tea has a small amount of caffeine. White tea has even less, but it's the fluid that will perk you up and the antioxidants that they have on the inside. Step outside. Sunshine gives you energy because you're getting vitamin D. And, of course, vitamin D can help you boost your mood and mental performance. However, keep your face out of the sun and don't bake it. Always protect yourself from the harmful UV rays by taking 10 to 15 minutes to step outside for some fresh air and sunshine, then get back to work. Phone a friend. That's always a good one for energy. Social connections are another natural energy booster. Studies have shown that people gain enormous amounts of energy from having friends, helping others, and giving of themselves. If you're feeling down or have low energy, take a few minutes to call someone whose voice you know will perk you up. Even better, make plans to do something positive for someone else, such as volunteer at a shelter or help an elderly neighbor. Another good one is to meditate. Now, prayer, if you want to call it, whatever it is for you, but a mini meditation break of 5 to 10 minutes can be a great natural energy booster. There's a lot of clinical evidence that people who meditate are less stressed and have higher energy levels. An expert out of Tampa, Florida, said that you find a quiet place where you can get comfortable, sit down, concentrate on your breathing, clear your head, and forget about your work and whatever was on your mind. After meditating, get up, stretch, go back to whatever you're doing. Feel refreshed and energized. You can also eat high energy-rich foods. We're not talking power bars or energy drinks. While they can provide quick energy, they can also cause you to crash when they wear off. Instead, choose high-energy foods that have essential vitamins and minerals, B1, B2, B6. In general. So, you get a lot of these nutrients and vitamins and get them from yogurt, gluten-free whole grains, sunflower seeds, minerals, which are high in nuts, and also dairy products can be helpful to the metabolism as well. Taking the stairs is always good, too. So for exercise, instead of getting on the elevator, take the stairs. Just like doing push-ups, a quick flight up the stairs in your office building will provide aerobic exercise and help you feel more energetic. Exercise not only helps your body function better, but it also increases the amount of oxygen in your blood and causes your heart to beat faster, which can increase blood flow to your muscles and back to your lungs. So exercise also releases endorphins, hormone-like substances that can promote an increased sense of well-being. So stop multitasking, too. People are really doing themselves a disservice by trying to do too much at once. You're causing way too much stress on yourself, and you're not able to focus as well as you could if you were given each task undivided attention. So if you do your day's activities one at a time, you can devote more energy to each one. It'll make you feel as though you have more energy overall. Most of these natural energy boosters are easy to work into your day. They take like 10 to 15 minutes at the most, but the benefits can last for hours. Here's six tips to boost your mood and metabolism as well. Some of my favorites, really, because our metabolism and our energy levels are so vital, and making sure that we make the right choices and decisions every single day are critical. So here's some quick steps to boost your mood and metabolism. Resist skipping meals, number one. Missing a meal can cause you a dip in blood sugar, could lead to crankiness and lethargy. So maintain good, proper, healthy blood sugar levels and eat smaller meals throughout the day. Six, to be really exact, would be perfect. Stay hydrated, number two. Dehydration can make you feel sluggish and lethargic. Be sure to drink throughout the day and don't rely on thirst alone to remind you to have another glass of water. Think moderation, especially for low-nutrient foods. Avoid a lot of caffeine, refined carbohydrates, alcohol, salt, and food additives. All of these, especially in large amounts, can decrease your metabolic efficiency. So that's a big one. Strive for balance in the food you eat. Protein, carbohydrates, and fats, 33% of each. Number five, get a boost from good mood food. Now here's a couple of things that are really good. Bananas, avocados, apricots, walnuts, sunflower seeds, and pumpkin seeds are all very, very good. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of our team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends and our families.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to six kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.